Welcome to the show. It's Wednesday, September 24th. This is the Fantasy Football Today podcast brought to you by Squarespace. That's the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website or online portfolio. And for a free trial and 10% off, go to squarespace.com/CBSSports and use the offer code FUN. We have a smorgasbord of fantasy stuff today. This show is all over the place.
Shmoogie-spoo?
Do you know what we have coming up?
We're going to talk about football.
Bunch of stats.
And your shirt.
What? There's nothing wrong with my shirt, just because every shirt you own is basically solid.
That's not true. I've got some that aren't.
They're like striped. You have no patterns.
I've got a
shirts.
Couple plaid.
Okay. Well, most added, most dropped. I asked the Twitter people who they would buy low and sell high on. We'll get your responses to that. We'll preview the Thursday night game. We'll go Fantasy Feud a little bit later. Are you excited for that?
Sure.
Hey, where's the energy, guys? It's all me. Get excited.
It must be the shirt.
Well, look at the shirt. Suck in the energy. I'll be wearing the shirt on the video show so everybody can get a closer look. Let's start with our tweet of the day from Big Nick. Crazy fantasy points game equals a bonanza. When the game flops and is just disappointing, a costanza.
Uh-huh.
What do you think?
Okay.
Yeah,
you're still jinxing stuff, though.
It's fine, but
how is he jinxing it?
Because every time he
says
that's
like saying my starts of the week are jinxed.
You're 3 for 3.
I'm being jinxed.
You're jinxing them.
Did I get any bonanzas right this year?
No,
they
or last year
two.
Or last year.
No, I definitely got some.
Name
right
one
last year. I don't remember off the top of my head.
Come to the table with one.
I'll try to remember. Stat of the day number one: last time Kirk Cousins faced the Giants, 19 of 49. 169 yards, no touchdowns, 2 picks. That was week 17 last year. Does that mean anything to you guys?
That was a mail-it-in game for the Redskins.
I don't know if it was for Kirk Cousins, though. He had a lot to play for.
Yeah, well, it didn't work out for him. I watched his game again yesterday. He was very impressive.
Are you sick?
Yes.
Oh, that's what's wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, Dave. All right, so you were impressed with Kirk Cousins.
I was. I thought he did a very, very good job. About a third of his incompletions should have been caught. They were right on the money.
Wow.
Either his receivers dropped him or they ran the wrong route or a defender knocked it away at the last second. He's pretty good.
49 passes, too. All right.
I'm not trading you Julio Jones. Stop asking.
That's you?
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
You piece of garbage. That trade offer that you offered me. Oh.
What happened? Wait, what
all right,
happened?
I didn't realize... I offered a trade to Jamie yesterday. I didn't. The name of the team is I Beg to Dicker.
Well, why don't you go and look at who?
I don't know. I looked at the roster.
I went to make a trade. This is in
our podcast league. Team PPR.
Right. So I went to. I looked at his team too because I tried to make a deal with him, or I wanted to make a deal with him. And then when I saw it was him and not somebody else, I was like, eh.
Okay,
I'll either talk
him,
about him with him at the office.
This is really
or not
funny because I was so mad last night, Jamie. I offered you Victor Cruz and Martellus Bennett,
right,
for Julio Jones and Charles Clay,
right,
giving you a tight end upgrade,
right.
You rejected it.
I didn't reject it.
Oh yeah, you counter offered with what was it?
Charles Clay and Devontae Freeman for Le'Veon Bell, Martellus Bennett.
Yeah, so Charles Clay and Devontae Freeman for Martellus Bennett and Le'Veon Bell. So I wrote him back. I was like, was my offer so insulting? This is a joke. And then I offered you again. This is a fair trade. Rob Gronkowski for Julio Jones?
No, it's not.
How is that not a fair trade?
It's not a fair trade.
With the tight ends the way they are right now, you have Charles Clay.
Yeah, but he's got Julio Jones.
I have Rob Gronkowski.
You can make the argument that Julio Jones is the best player in fantasy right now.
I mean, he had a huge game on... I think it's a very...
When's the last time he had a bad game?
No, when's the last time Rob Gronkowski had a bad game? Week two. When he was... It's so it happens.
When he was not... When
but
he was
he's
healthy,
getting more and more snaps, and he's going to be Rob Gronkowski.
He's all very right, good.
Fine.
No, I'm not making that trade.
I guess we're not making that trade. Stat of the day number two.
Yeah, you know,
that's really
me.
Funny. Stat of the day number two. DeSean Jackson, last time he faced Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie, 2 catches, 34 yards last year at Denver.
Yeah, I don't love him this week. I think he's okay. I think his total yards will be good, but I don't think he scores.
Any particular reason?
Because of coverage. And I think you see the targets. It's force-feed Garcon again, which is great.
I don't mind him, especially this week with so many receivers on bye. I think you can't help but start him this
week.
Oh,
you're starting him. I mean...
Like, when you say you don't like somebody, I expect to see
24. Him. Well, he's right, saying right. Love him.
Yeah, you start. Like I said, I think his total yards will be good. I think it'll be above 90 total yards.
Yeah, as of now, I've got both Redskins receivers in my top 10.
Stat of the day has to do with the Jacksonville-San Diego game. Stat of the day number three, excuse me. Jacksonville is allowing the most rushing yards and the most passing yards in the NFL and the most fantasy points to quarterbacks and running backs. Meanwhile, San Diego, I believe the most added anything in fantasy, player or defense, allows the seventh most fantasy points per game to running backs. Did you realize that? Yet they have not allowed more than 53 rushing yards to any one running back in a game. Nor have they allowed a running back to score a rushing touchdown. Yet San Diego allows the seventh most fantasy points to running backs.
Well, Lynch and Turbin both caught one.
Four receiving touchdowns by running backs mm-hmm. this year. Weird. Trey Make Jackson. Anything of that? Yeah. And Stephon Taylor.
Right.
It's weird.
Does that mean anything to you guys?
I think it ends this week.
Yeah, they're...
You don't think Toby could catch one?
Number one most added... player is the Chargers DST up to 60%.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a great matchup. There's the wild card, though, and that's Bortles. You know, you don't know how he's going to perform.
It's not that much of a wild card.
Well, sure it is.
He'll be okay.
Their offense should be better.
Yeah, they'll be better. That's fair.
Stat of the day number four. Tennessee, Detroit, Minnesota, Oakland, and Atlanta. Tennessee, Detroit, Minnesota, Oakland, and Atlanta all rank in the top seven in fantasy points allowed to opposing quarterbacks. As in, they are among the seven best. Are you buying that with any of those?
No.
Yeah. How do they all rank against the run? Atlanta's is interesting. I will say Atlanta's is interesting.
How do they rank against the run? I will look it up.
Because I know Oakland stinks. I know Tennessee stinks. I know Detroit does not stink. Detroit and Atlanta are the two most interesting ones on here.
Atlanta is third worst against the run.
Uh-huh.
The Lions are good against the run. They're
yeah.
Number five.
I picked up the
six.
Lions D in a lot of leagues this week.
Not against the run, against running backs. The Raiders are 24th best against running backs. The Titans are 21st best. So we're dealing with a lot of bottom third teams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, can you look at the Raiders and say
no? It's because teams are running on them.
Yeah,
right.
But quarterbacks might
not
do that
well. Titans.
Quarterbacks might not do that well against the Raiders.
It's true.
It's kind of like what we saw with the Bills last year.
Right. We've seen it with. There's a couple teams every year that are like that.
All right, we'll keep an eye on that. Transaction of the day. Dave added Kirk Cousins and dropped Josh Gordon in a 12-team league. Please explain, Dave.
Which league is it? Do you have any idea?
12-team standard scoring.
It was probably a league where I needed a quarterback.
It's also a league we're not playing.
Yeah, that's why I brought it up.
I have no idea which leagues we're playing and not playing.
I know. You.
And I said,
which league is it?
I said the 12-team standard one. That's the one we use for just the mock drafts all the time.
SPLN early?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
all right, so then I'll stop. Good. That's one less team I got to
play. I sent an email 2 weeks ago when everybody was making transactions and said, this is one we're not playing out.
All right.
And so then I saw you drop guys. I'm like, what's he doing?
You basically have all the transactions.
You got your pick of the litter.
This is like the best news I've heard all day.
Yeah, there you go.
Because now it's one less league. Now I'm down to 15.
All right, reminder that today's podcast brought to you by FanDuel, the leader in one-week fantasy football. No season-long commitment, and you play for real money with immediate cash payouts. Leagues start at $1. Join FanDuel today. They'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar up to $200 when you use the code CBSI. So go to FanDuel.com, and the promo code is CBSI. That's CBSEYE. Buy low, sell high. Here's what the people on Twitter had to say. Nick, Terrence West, sell high.
Yes.
I think it's going to be a confusing situation.
So if you get good things for him, absolutely.
Yeah, but I don't know if you can get good things for him. I think you can get okay things for him.
Well, the Bentayne owner may want to take him just to get the handcuff. You could be looking at teams that, you know, just lost Danny Woodhead, don't have
Ryan Matthews. I think you might be able to get Spiller for him. And I think I would do that.
It's funny. I think there are some guys that could be sell highs in certain leagues, buy lows in other leagues. Like if people think, oh, Ben Tate's coming back, sell high on Terrence West, then you sell high. But if people know that the Browns are not committed to Ben Tate as their starting running back, and Terrence West, as you guys pretty much thought would be the case, would eventually usurp and become the number one lead back there, then maybe you could actually buy low from an owner who doesn't think much of
I just like the way you said usurp.
Terrence West, yes. So, I don't know. Did you have a final thought on that? Or shall we move on?
I think we should move on.
Martin Nielsen, sell high on DeMarco Murray before he gets injured.
If you could sell very high on Murray, I like that a lot. But he's among the top running backs in fantasy right now, if not the top running back. And if you trade him away, you better make sure you're getting at least a very good running back to replace him.
I think Marshawn Lynch is number one and Murray is two in standard scoring. I made three trade offers trying to sell DeMarco Murray last night.
But what were they?
I need a tight end desperately.
Okay.
So I offered Murray for Monte Ball and Zach Ertz.
Okay.
I offered Murray for Jimmy Graham, and I don't remember the other.
All three rejected?
None have been responded to yet.
The Ball-Ertz one's interesting.
Yeah.
You could get that done.
Yeah, and actually, I think if you want to trade for Broncos or Seahawks or Cardinals, this is the week to do it. Mm-hmm. People are desperate. They need someone in their lineup. There are six teams on bye with good players on bye. You know, if you can field the lineup and make a trade to an owner that, you know, even if you just trade, I don't know, let's just say hypothetically you like Demaryius Thomas more than Dez Bryant. And you can live without Dez for the week. Trade Dez for Demaryius, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That kind of philosophy?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's not a great example, but all right, fine. You have to upgrade more. So maybe it's Antonio Brown for Demaryius.
I don't know if that's necessarily an upgrade.
Alshon Jeffrey for Demaryius. Why do you not think that's an upgrade?
Because Antonio Brown. No, I'm a little nervous about him.
Because of the.
Yeah, I mean, if I've got him in a couple leagues, I'm sticking with him. But I'm not. You know, I would consider trading him for Antonio Brown straight up.
All right, well, my point was find the offer you like, but if you want to make your play for those guys on bye, you know, do it now, obviously. Jay says sell high on Kelvin Benjamin or hold fast.
If you can sell high, sell high.
Well, I don't really think that's helpful. So what I want to know is what you think of Kelvin Benjamin.
I'll give you an idea of a trade. So our former producer, James Questel, I helped him with his fantasy team. He's got a three-receiver league, a half-point PPR, and Benjamin's his fourth receiver.
Right.
Third, fourth. He's got Julio, Michael Floyd, Michael Floyd, Golden Tate, and Benjamin. Those are his four guys. So his running backs are just a rotation of junk. So he was looking to the Noshan Moreno owner, and he offered Nile Davis, Sean Green, and Kelvin Benjamin for Ahmad Bradshaw, Doug Martin, and Pierre Garçon. Now, Jamal Charles owner is really struggling at running back because of the
Jamal Charles injury.
Charles injury, Martin struggling.
Yep.
You know, so he's looking to help him in one sense and sell high on Benjamin. At least that was the thought.
Well, what do you expect from Benjamin rest of season?
I think he'll be inconsistent.
He needs Derek Anderson to be good.
He doesn't need Derek Anderson to be good.
But the only guy he catches touchdowns from.
He might end up with Derek Anderson sooner than later, the way that Cam's getting beat up.
Well, is he a solid starting option every week, or you said inconsistent?
No, he's going to be in the third receiver conversation more weeks than not.
Jim Cross, sell high on DeAndre Hopkins.
I got to tell you something. After going back and watching the Texans, I think he might be their best receiver. I would buy low on Hopkins.
Well, you can't buy low now.
No, because I think a lot of people.
On a guy that's playing at the level.
Because I think a lot of people might try and get rid of him. They took DeAndre Hopkins late or with a waiver wire claim, and they're going to say, "Well, I didn't start him. I didn't draft him. I don't think he can keep this up. It's a flash in the pan." Because we all know Andre Johnson's the guy. I would try and take advantage of that and try and get him on the cheap.
Hopkins. Not that many targets, 5 in each of the first two games, but he did have 9 last week and an absolutely spectacular catch. But
he also had a 50-some-odd yard catch called back last week.
I was looking at
that catch was ridiculous.
Red zone targets, and I noticed Andre Johnson.
He's getting a bunch. They're trying.
Andre
to
Johnson
get him
has 5 already.
He had 3 last week. 4.
DeAndre did?
No, Andre had 4 actually last week. 3 were in the end zone. So they're trying to get him involved down there.
Well, I'm looking for DeAndre.
But Hopkins is definitely more explosive.
But he doesn't have many, if any, red zone targets. He has 2. I don't know.
Yeah, but he's getting it done with yardage, though, Adam.
Okay. I'm just bringing it up.
There'll be some market correction. He's going to start to regress a little bit as the targets start to shift.
I'm just not sure.
There's going to be a complaint coming soon, a la Larry Fitzgerald.
from Iron Mike, I would sell high on Andrew Luck. What do you guys think?
I wouldn't.
No.
I wouldn't.
From Colin, I'm hoping to sell high on Zach Stacy. Brutal schedule coming up. San Francisco, Seattle, Kansas City, San Francisco, Arizona.
It's not a bad thought. You know, just depend on what Stacy means to your roster.
Yeah, a team that's desperate for a running back would be interested in talking to you about Zach Stacy.
Connor says LeSean McCoy has to be a buy low.
Yeah, but everybody who drafted LeSean McCoy did it with a first round pick, and they're not going to let him go. No one's trading away LeSean McCoy for Zach Stacy and Zach Ertz.
Jamie, would you if I do have him in this league, but I obviously would not make this offer. But would you give me Julio Jones for LeSean McCoy?
I would, because I have I still have Brandon Marshall and Andre Johnson in that league. So yeah, I would. That's a trade I would do.
Okay, well, I'm not.
But if you threw in Gronk, maybe. I'll give you Clay in return.
Dude, your tight end is terrible, and you refuse my. Fine. You know what? You don't have to give me Julio Jones.
Okay, I won't.
Martellus Bennett for Brandon Marshall. Ryan Durkee.
What's your
record? You have a better chance of babysitting his kids.
I'm 1-2, but I really like my team.
Your team is good.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Ryan Durkee, I accidentally traded Crabtree for Keenan Allen.
How do you accidentally make a trade?
I wanted to buy low last week, then I forgot to cancel the offer, and it got accepted. Was that a mistake? Would you guys rather have Crabtree?
Yeah, that's a mistake.
Allen?
I'd rather have Crabtree.
Oops. All right, Craig Baltrop. Sell Bradshaw and buy Lacy.
Sure.
Yes.
Sure.
All right, a few more here. Brent Short. Buy very low on Toby Gerhart with Bortles taking over.
Yeah. By the term buy very low, that means claim off waivers. Yes.
He's still owned in most leagues.
He is, but I've seen him dropped in a few.
I dropped him
He's
in one.
He's owned in 81% of leagues.
I dropped him in our 2QB league, but that's a 10-team league. Right. I think any 10-team league is giving up on him at this point, as they should.
Yeah, but with the buys here, if you need a running back.
You think he gets better with Bortles?
He can't get worse. A little bit. Yeah, he can't get worse.
Eclectic Reason. Buy Demaryius Thomas low.
If you can, sure.
If you can.
Sell high on Rashad Jennings from Adam Meyer.
Definitely. You could definitely try and sell high on him.
Seems like a good one.
That's another one just like Zach Stacy, like a guy who's thin on running backs. Drafted Adrian Peterson and Ray Rice. He'll be interested in talking to you about Rashad Jennings.
Would you trade Rashad Jennings for Doug Martin?
No, I'd rather have Jennings.
I'd rather have Jennings. I'm just nervous. You know, it's funny because I had to drop Andre Williams in a couple leagues this week because I need receiver help. So to pick up Allen Robinson or Jordan Matthews. And every time I hit the submit button, it made me cringe because I see it coming. I mean, it's just unfortunate that they worked him so much.
But this
week.
Was the first game that they worked him so much.
But with the short week.
Yeah, it was stupid.
If he comes out of this game fine, which I hope he does, then you should be smooth sailing barring the freak injury. But this is going to be a big test for him because they're going to have to lean on him. Eli's history against the Redskins is miserable.
All right, Benjamin Murray, Monte Ball and Cordarrelle Patterson, buy low.
Ball for sure. Patterson I would just try and buy. If you can get him for nothing, then do it. I wouldn't overspend for him because this is going to be a telling period for the Vikings in their passing game.
Mm-hmm.
Right, with Bridgewater coming in.
Rudolph out, the running game terrible. I mean, it's just a lot of things are in flux right now.
Pete Farmer, Martellus Bennett sell high, Arian Foster buy low.
I'm with you on Bennett selling him high. If you can buy real low on Foster where it won't really ding your team too much to bring him aboard, you can. I don't know how healthy he is right now, and there's no guarantee he'll stay healthy come October, November, December, the end.
Injuries, news, and notes presented by Squarespace. Arian Foster says he's day-to-day with a hamstring injury. They have Buffalo this week. We'll keep you updated. Right now, you don't have him projected. Doug Martin looks good to go for week 4 at Pittsburgh. Rex Ryan says Chris Ivory could get more playing time, guys.
He should. Duh. This is what we talked about all offseason long. If Chris Johnson gets off to a slow start, this is a team that's not like the Titans last year. They have an alternative.
And a better one.
And the way he's running right now, no argument.
Yeah, I'm trying to find him on the most added list. He might be just too added to begin with, too owned.
Ivory, yeah.
All right, then. Next up, Mike Tolbert, IR, designated for return, out at least 8 weeks. Jonathan Stewart could be out a month. Do you think D'Angelo plays this week at Baltimore? And if so, is he a good start?
I think he will play. No. I don't think he's a good start.
Jake Locker has no structural damage in his wrist, but his status for week 4 is unknown. They're at Indianapolis.
Does he have any structural damage in his arm, shoulder? I mean, what's been going on with him?
Yeah, he's been bad. Do you like the Colts defense this week?
Yes.
Yes.
Colts or Chargers?
Chargers.
Chargers.
Colts or Steelers?
Colts.
Steelers.
I think I have it ranked that way. Maybe I don't.
Jordan Reed out for week four, uncertain for week five. Let's hope he comes back. Well, depending on who you own, let's hope he comes back for week six. They are at Arizona.
It's going to take Niles Paul making more mistakes for him to get back in. Paul was at fault for Cousins' interception last week.
NFL.com reporting Ryan Tannehill scheduled to start Sunday. They have Oakland in London. The Jets are hopeful Eric Decker will play against Detroit. San Francisco offensive coordinator Greg Roman says Frank Gore's limited role Sunday at Arizona was planned. They were hoping to use their wide receiver depth early and then their run game late, but it did not work out that way. What, did he have like six carries or something?
He had very little work.
That was weird. He's got Philadelphia this week. What do you think?
Love Frank
Gore. I think he'll get a lot more work this week.
Rob Gronkowski's snaps are increasing. They're at Kansas City Monday. Jay Gruden says Kirk Cousins could keep the starting job.
Duh.
Vernon Davis says his ankle's much better. They have Philadelphia on Sunday. Odell Beckham targeting week five. Look at the Giants' schedule coming up. Atlanta at home, obviously Washington Thursday. Then Atlanta at home, at Philadelphia, at Dallas, home against Indianapolis. Could be some good offense there.
I think the Giants could make a run in the NFC East. I know that's music to your ears.
No, tomorrow's a big game. Big game for both those
teams.
I think
they could really make a run.
Josh McCown may need thumb surgery. Marvin Jones returned to practice. They're on a bye, but somebody you should keep on your radar.
Mm-hmm.
Who's a better stash, Marvin Jones or Odell Beckham?
Jones.
Delanie Walker, questionable with a shoulder injury at Indianapolis this week.
They have some tight end issues right now because Taylor Thompson's also banged up. They signed somebody, which when they signed, I forget who they signed. I was like, uh-oh, Delanie's going to sit, but then Thompson's also hurt, so.
Well, maybe I should offer them Martellus Bennett and see what happens. All right, do you expect
they'll
Vernon
laugh
Davis
at you
on
like
Sunday?
Yeah, for now we expect Vernon Davis.
Do you expect Jamal Charles?
For now we do not.
Do you expect MJD?
For now we do not.
Let me remind everyone, today's podcast brought to you by Squarespace, where you can easily create your own professional website or online portfolio. And it's great, it's easy, it's cheap. Just go to Squarespace. We've got an offer code for you. Type in the offer code FUN to get the discount. They're constantly improving their platform. There's always new features, new designs, and you'll just be amazed at how simple and how awesome your website looks. And their customer support's great. Works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Starts at just $8 a month. And you get a free domain name if you sign up for a year. So start a free trial. No credit card required. Start building your website today. And when you sign up for Squarespace, use the offer code FUN to get 10% off and to support our show. So that's Squarespace supporting the Fantasy Football Today podcast, and we want to thank Squarespace, everything you need to create an exceptional website.
Do you think we should challenge our audience to come up with podcast, like, fan sites?
Using Squarespace?
Yeah.
I do. What should we give them?
Something really cool.
Entry into the podcast league next year?
A Ferrari.
Oh, I heard a cool report on the radio. Ferrari is issuing a recall because the latch inside the trunk, in case you ever get trapped in the trunk, is not working properly. It only works when the car is moving. You cannot open the trunk from the inside if the car is stopped.
Where'd you hear that?
On NPR this morning. No, it was NPR? Yeah, it was NPR this morning.
You're the kind of guy that would listen to NPR.
Oh, like a guy who's cognizant of the world around him? Yeah, that kind of guy.
Like my dad?
Yes. It's not like that, dude. Tune in. It's good.
I'm sure it's great.
Giants at Washington. Which quarterback do you like better?
Wait a minute. What is this?
Thursday night.
Preview?
Yeah.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Giants at Washington. Which quarterback do you like better?
Cousins.
All right. Who's in the top 12?
Cousins. Eli's just outside for me.
Who would you start Cousins over?
Eli.
I would start him over Brady.
Cam and Brady are the big
Cam. Guy. Alex Smith. Why do I have Geno Smith at 16? Why isn't he number one? Yeah.
Kirk, you say that as I'm looking up Geno Smith's player page.
Geno Smith is so frustrating.
Yeah.
Side note. He's thrown two just crushing interceptions in 2 weeks in a row. Not the pick six, but the one in the end zone last week and the one near the end zone against Green Bay. Okay.
He would have had at least 18 fantasy points in consecutive games without that.
There's potential there for him to be serviceable, you know? But he's makes bad decisions. Which running back
so
do you
don't
like
marry
better?
Him.
Jennings, then Morris. But both should be started.
I agree.
I
gave Darryl Young his touchdown.
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah, of course. He's consistent.
My prediction
so if you're,
is...
if you're in a pinch, Darryl Young?
If you want one catch for 1 yard and a touchdown, sure.
My prediction
you
is
Alfred
Morris...
You go that
Morris,
route, but he's in my rankings.
Alfred Morris will score from less than 3 yards out. The Giants give up a short yardage rushing touchdown
every
game. Last week it was to Fitzpatrick, but the previous 2 weeks it was two running backs. So you like Jennings better. All right, would you go with how would you put Lacy in with these two guys?
Ahead of them.
I'd go Jennings ahead of Lacy.
How about Reggie Bush?
Behind
these guys, he's way behind them.
Way behind. Why'd you pick Reggie?
I don't know. I'm just doing this off the top of my head. How about Darren Sproles?
Behind them. Right. Donald Brown is closely behind them.
How about Alf in PPR?
He falls a little bit because of the catch factor.
So would you go Sproles or Alf in PPR?
Alf.
All right. So you guys like the running backs. Which tight end do you like better?
Paul Hall.
Do you like them in general?
Yeah, both top 12.
Mm-hmm.
Picked up Danelle in one of our leagues, the Fantasy Football Today League.
You're going to find Rudolph. That this is a tough week for tight ends because there's a couple of good ones on bye and a couple more that are hurt.
I think it's actually good given the situation. You get Davis back.
Getting Davis back was helpful.
Kelsey's playing better, more. If Walker's out, that hurts.
Yep.
But, I mean, Gates has a great matchup. I think you can get away with Ladarius Green in a deep, deep league just because of the matchup.
Well, this game is interesting, this Giants-Redskins game, because there's no reason not to think the offensive players are going to do well, right? So who could struggle unexpectedly?
I think you could see a lot of people struggle unexpectedly in this game.
Like, who are you worried about?
I'm probably most worried about the peripheral receivers. The big three in this game, Garcon, Jackson, Cruz, they're on a roll right now. Everybody's going to start them. It doesn't matter what we say. I'm a little worried. As much as I liked Cousins last week, I do recognize that the Giants cornerbacks are good, and it's going to be tough for them to consistently slow down those receivers. So, you know, I don't like the DSTs. I don't love Reuben Randall. Don't love, I guess that's really about it. No one's starting Andre Roberts.
Yeah, Randall, I guess, is a question.
I think you've got to go with all the key players in this game.
Rank the three receivers, please.
Cruz, Garcon, Jackson.
Let me see how I have it.
So you guys both have Cruz in your top 13. You're back with Cruz after that one game?
I'm going Jackson, Garcon, Cruz.
The only reason why I wouldn't say you have to be is because his touchdown was so impressive, and it's going to be hard for him to do that.
Even without the touchdown, though.
Yeah, we had a good game.
He still had a good game. And I think the fact that he ask for more targets, they're there.
Yeah.
No D'Angelo Hall in this game, so that makes a bad secondary even worse. So it's pretty clear where Eli's going when he wants to, you know, make a big play.
Would you go DeSean Jackson or Brandon Cooks?
DeSean.
Oh, Brandon Cooks.
Huh. Okay. All right, then. I think we're done. I think we're done here. Hopefully we get a good game, good offensive game, and we'll see. Most added, most dropped players in CBSSports.com leagues. So the Chargers are the number one most added. Lorenzo Taliaferro.
Big shot.
That is how you pronounce it, by the way. Taliaferro. He's 39% owned now. I was a little hesitant to pick him up just because I don't.
What's he at? 39%? That's it?
Yeah, he was up.
He'll probably jump 6% again on Thursday.
I was a little hesitant, Dave, because I don't know
about
Pierce. Because
you don't know. Right.
And what do you think about the Ravens situation? If Pierce plays, do you think Forsett keeps the same role and Taliaferro just does basically
I think
little?
He might spell Pierce. I think they'll really try and figure out a way to use all three.
Yes.
Which makes them all bad.
So is the best way to put
Forsett
it...
Forsett might be okay.
Is the best way to put it this? If Pierce is out, Taliaferro is like a must start. But if Pierce is in,
I mean, I still don't love the matchup this week for him.
Carolina.
And I know last week they just got blasted by Pittsburgh. But yeah, I think Carolina can bounce back and try and get them to throw, put them in third and long. That's going to be their goal.
Sean Swisham is the number three most added player.
Mm-hmm.
The Lions DST is number four. Oh, that's interesting.
I picked them up in a bunch of leagues.
Yeah, against the Jets.
They're looking good. They're better than we gave
them
credit
for. But now they just lost their starting middle linebacker.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see how. They're eventually going to get their rookie back, Kyle Van Noy, and I think he might be able to replace Tulloch in the middle.
Or they don't keep Levy in there, they move somebody else outside.
Right.
Jordan Matthews, number five, he's 53% owned. Is he a good start this week at San Francisco?
He's a flex.
They are missing their slot corner, 49ers.
Ward?
No, Ward is replacing Tremaine Mack.
Tremaine Mack?
Tremaine...
McBride?
McBride, excuse me.
Is that who it is?
Or who am I thinking of? Why am I always so screwed up with this? Ward was playing in place of somebody, whoever it was, and he got beat badly on John Brown's second touchdown.
He was also beat badly by Brandon Marshall the week before.
Steelers DST is number
it's,
six.
I'm sorry. Tremaine Brock.
Tremaine Brock. I knew there was a Tremaine in there somewhere. yeah, so he's being banged up, and that's, I think, a place where Nick Foles can attack.
All right, Steelers DST number six, and, you know, that's interesting. You like the matchup with Tampa Bay coming in, but they lost three important players from their defense last
week. And I think Tampa Bay's offense is going to be better with Glennon.
And Martin healthy, hopefully, or healthier.
Yeah, I don't know how much. I don't know if he goes back to being the every down guy, though.
So would you?
I still like the Steelers DST a lot.
So would you go Lions or Steelers?
What do I have them right?
I would go Steelers.
Why do you like the Steelers DST? They were really bad for 2 weeks.
They were bad, but they got physical last week for the first time.
Yeah, and I have the Steelers.
I'm sorry. They just pushed around a bad Carolina offensive line, to be fair. But I think in their building, they're coming off a big win. I think they're starting to get a little momentum going offensively, and I think they're going to go up big and force Glennon into a couple mistakes.
Owen Daniels up 15%. He's now 40% owned. The Falcons DST, they're at Minnesota. They're now 21% owned. How do you like them this week?
I think they're okay. I like them better than the Steelers.
Donald Brown, now 78% owned. The Dolphins DST is 46% owned. They have Oakland.
I love them this week.
Yeah?
Really do.
Alfred Blue.
They've actually been better for opponents than the Raiders have, based on fantasy points allowed.
How about...
It's very interesting.
How about Alfred Blue or Lorenzo Talaferro? Who's got a better outlook for week four?
As of now, it's Blue. Because we don't know what to expect with Arian Foster.
Allen Robinson is on the most added list, right ahead of Eli Manning and Jeremy Curley. Who do you like better, Robinson or Curley?
Robinson.
Robinson.
Is Robinson reliable for seven catches a game?
If you knock that number down to five, then yes.
He's the next wave of Quick and Hawkins.
Right.
You know, this guy who's just going to be a lot of targets, going to see a lot of playing time, excited to see what's going to happen with Bortles now. I picked him up in a bunch of leagues. You know, between him and Matthews, I think these are two guys that are just going to start get peppered with targets.
Take a look at the most added list. It's in your document that I've given you at the back. And tell me if anybody else stands out, and then we'll look at the most dropped, and then we'll play the feud. Taking a look at the added list.
Owen Daniels. I think that's good that people are picking him up just on speculation.
Yep. People are doing the same with
Who's
Kobe
better,
Kleiner.
Manning or Bortles? Long term,
Manning.
Yeah, you got to buy into Manning starting to turn the corner.
And that's
I'll tell you what. If he
nice.
Comes, if he comes out of this week playing well, you're going to see a lot of people buy in because this will now be three straight games. It's just a matter of his history against the Redskins. He has no multiple touchdown games since Jim Haslett took over.
Yeah, that's eight games.
Wow, it's crazy.
And only one over 300 yards.
I know you guys like speculating on Akeem Nicks. He's 71% owned. I did not even give Eddie Royal a second look. Did you?
In a very deep league, I did. I put in a claim for Knicks first. Waivers will run tonight. Put in a claim for Knicks first, and then Royal second. That's a three-receiver league that's very deep at receiver. So I like the targets. I mean, look, 16 targets last 2 weeks for him.
I don't see Marvin Jones. I don't see Andre Holmes.
Well, nobody needs to pick up Marvin Jones now.
Right.
I don't know why you like Andre Holmes.
I think he's going to play more. I think he might be their best receiver.
I don't disagree, but the Raiders don't seem to think so. I mean, you look at the game last week when they lose Streeter, he didn't get a target.
After Streeter went out?
At all. I don't know if he's played at all this year.
What do you mean he hasn't played at all this year?
I haven't seen much from him. They liked Denarius Moore. He had, I think, eight targets last week.
Cecil Shorts, are we sleeping on him?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he's a better ad than his teammate, Allen Robinson?
No, because health.
What about just this week?
I like them both. I think both have an opportunity. They're going to be throwing a lot.
Yeah. All right, how about the most drop list? Anybody on the most drop list stand out to you as, no, don't drop this guy?
Well, I mean, the first four names are all guys that are injured in Pitta, Woodhead, Rudolph, and Stewart. So that just shows you, people giving up for
Bernard Pierce dropped 7%. That was the one. That's one.
How about the guy right behind him?
Justin Hunter, yeah. People are starting to give up on him. He's getting a ton of targets and just not doing anything with it.
So are you giving up on him, or do you think he's still worth stashing?
In deeper leagues, I would still stash him.
I dropped him for Wheaton a couple weeks ago, and then I just dropped Wheaton for Robinson, and I'm surprised Wheaton is falling off as much as he has, too.
Because he hasn't done anything either.
Evans being dropped.
Mike Evans.
Terrence West being dropped 4%. That's interesting. Asiata being dropped 4%.
Right. Asiata is very interesting. It's tough to drop starting running backs.
Chris Johnson's being dropped 4%.
Torrey Smith, too. Toby Gerhardt as well.
So anything that you disagree with?
It's I'm sure, all circumstantial for a lot of these people. Yeah. Bobby Rainey's interesting, 6%, too, because even though he had the miserable game, he's now got 3 fumbles on the season. He's still going to play a role in Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's hard to figure if Doug Martin's actually really hurt, like seriously hurt, or has been seriously hurt, or have they just been benching him?
All right. I need you guys to talk for like 2 seconds.
Hi, Dave.
I have to look up our Fantasy Feud answers.
You know what I'd like to say? Maybe you can speak on this, Jamie.
Sure.
I stink at fab.
You smell good, I thought.
Well, I might smell good, but I stink at fab.
Why?
I put in a bunch of bids on players. Let me see. Do I have a minute to look it up, Adam, or already?
I'll tell you what I do. I spend more in deeper leagues than I would ever consider. Like, I spent $16 to pick up Allen Robinson in our podcast league.
How much?
16.
Okay.
Out of 100.
Why?
Because I think he's good, and it's a PPR league. And so he's my fourth receiver. I think I can use him as my fourth receiver going forward. Could be a good flex option for me. And if I have to trade Julio Jones to an annoying owner, then I'll need a receiver replacement.
I guess I just like, maybe I'm just too tight with my fake money. Like,
no, I'm the same
example,
way, Dave. I haven't gotten anyone.
And it's also very dependent on who you play with and how they value players. I bid $2 on Andrew Corliss, figuring I would get him in one of our leagues. 16-team league, $200 budget. I figure he's going to fly under the radar. No one's really going to be interested, and I can use him for a week. Someone bid $40 on him, and I didn't get
him. That's insane.
Is that our office league?
Yes.
Who bid $40 on him?
The cereal man.
Oh, Marty?
Yeah. And then I bid
$40 on Andrew Corliss?
I bid $2 on Owen Daniels, and I figure I'm not like real high on Owen Daniels. Someone bid $16.
I think that was me.
Well, that's an $8 bid, basically.
Yeah, no, I wanted Owen Daniels, so right. I'm
that's
not...
That, you were too stingy on Owen Daniels.
Yeah.
Okay.
You weren't getting
$40 on Corliss.
There was another
no,
one.
No, Dave, look, there are so many leagues that I keep looking every Wednesday morning. I'm like, what are these people doing? I'm not getting the guys I want, but it's...
If I may give another example.
One more.
Lorenzo Talaferro, I bid 14, he went for 18. Alfred Blue, I bid 9, he went for 11.
Hmm. Yeah,
so, like, on those two, I feel like I bid a decent amount, but just not enough, I guess.
I always try and go a dollar more than what I think somebody's going to spend. So if I think somebody's going to go 10, I'll always go 11, you know, and I'll bump myself up. So maybe I'm overspending for somebody. But if it's somebody that I really want, I'm going to make sure I get him. The one instance where I didn't get the guy was Donald Brown 2 weeks ago. Scott White and I bid the same thing. He had a better waiver priority than I did. So I lost.
How much was it?
$81. And that's
I'm never spending that much money on
that's
Donald
a $200
Brown.
Budget. But that's a 16-team league where you can get Donald Brown after Ryan Matthews goes out for 4 weeks. I will take 4 weeks of a starting running back in a 16-team league for a good portion of my money.
But, Dave, let's say in that same league a major running back gets hurt and his backup and he's out for the year.
Mm-hmm.
And his backup is available, you're going to have more money than everyone else, and you'll get that guy.
Right. It happened a few years ago with Nathan Zagura, where he spent all of his money to get...
It was last year with Edelman, wasn't it?
It was James Starks, wasn't it?
No, he did that with Edelman also, but it was... he did it early with Edelman. It was for the Cowboys.
Ogletree.
No.
Randall.
No, the guy who had a really good finish. Laurent Robinson.
Oh,
It was $100 low row was the joke, because he spent all of his bid points. It was $200, and he spent his last $100 on Laurent Robinson. And Laurent Robinson ended up being great.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a matter of where your money goes.
All right, let's play the feud. Are you ready?
Ready for what?
The top 6 answers are on the board.
We don't have any bells.
I suggest just.
Are you doing the sound effects? Can you do the Family Feud sound effects?
All right, I suggest the two of you on your laptops pull up the teams. Just pull up a list of all 32 teams.
Okay.
I suggest that. Give me the top 6 wide receiver red zone targets so far. Anybody want to buzz in? Jamie.
Julian Edelman.
Show me Edelman. Yeah. tied for third.
I'll pass.
You would pass.
Wait a minute. Don't I have a guess to try and
beat him? Yeah.
Andre Johnson.
Nope. He's got five targets. That's one behind Edelman. All right, Jamie, you're passing.
He's passing to me.
Dave, you get three strikes now. We're looking for five of the top six wide receivers in red zone targets.
Steve Smith.
Booyah! That's one.
What's he's number one?
No, he's tied with Edelman for third.
Antonio Brown?
Booyah! You're doing very well.
Not bad, huh?
We got half the field here.
It helps just looking and running down all the teams.
Yeah. We have Edelman, Smith, and Antonio Brown. We need three more. Three more.
Red zone targets, you say?
Red zone targets. The Richard family. How you doing, Dave?
Brandon Marshall.
Show me Marshall. Our number one answer, Brandon Marshall.
Hey.
Seven red zone targets. We need two more, Dave. How you feeling over there?
Good.
Iceberg family?
Good.
Feel like you're going to steal?
You're the weirdest host ever.
I just kissed Dave. I love fantasy food.
I liked it. Larry Fitzgerald.
Show me Fitzgerald. Yes. Wow. You need one more, Dave. One more with three strikes left. This is astonishing, people. Nobody in the history of the fantasy feud has ever run the table with no strikes.
Well, now you're just putting the kibosh on me.
What do you think?
All right. Since I have three strikes, I can take some chances here. I'm going to say Julio Jones.
Incorrect.
Not what's the sound you make when somebody... There it is. Thank you very much. At least give me the
Julio Jones does not have a lot of red zone targets. All right. Two more.
Did I already guess Calvin?
You did not.
Calvin.
Show me Calvin. That's okay. Two. You got somebody in mind? Iceberg family?
I would have said Julio.
So it's down to the last one.
Yeah. You have 10 seconds.
Wide receiver?
Mm-hmm. No.
I can't take this pressure.
Yes. You have 5 seconds.
I'm going to say Mike Wallace.
All right. Eisenberg family has a chance to steal.
Oh, my gosh. So much pressure.
Who is tied for first in the NFL with the most red zone targets? Tied with Marshall.
Is it Demaryius?
Bingo!
Oh.
I
was going to say, you know, I'm just thinking of guys that have had chances that didn't score.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, how close has he come to scoring?
Right.
That's some, you know, we've been watching the games. If you haven't been, Demaryius Thomas is like flirting with a huge, huge fantasy game, and it hasn't happened. So, yeah, it's Marshall, Demaryius, Fitzgerald, Steve Smith, Edelman, Antonio Brown. Quick thought?
I'm stunned Steve Smith was in there. When I guessed him, I was just trying to get through as fast as possible guessing wide receivers.
That's
just
good.
So I wouldn't have to play the game.
Does that make him more legit in your mind?
Well, I mean, the other thing with Steve Smith is look at all the targets he's been getting. So, undoubtedly, some of them are going to be in the red zone.
All right. I feel like a moron for giving away some of this earlier in the show, but here's your next category and your final category. And
we're only doing two rounds of this?
Yeah, we got to go soon. Jamie's up 1-0.
All right, I'm ready. Now I'm into it.
A million people were surveyed. The top five answers are on the board. Give me top five running backs in standard scoring leagues. Dave.
Darren Sproles.
Show me Sproles.
Oh, he's not? He fell out?
Yep. Jamie?
Marshawn Lynch.
The number one answer, Marshawn Lynch. Pass or play?
I'll play.
All right. We need four more top five running backs.
DeMarco Murray.
He's number two.
Then it gets interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Sproles is in there.
No, he's not.
No, he's not. Otherwise, I'd he's
seventh.
Well, no, I would have got the highest one.
Oh.
He's seventh. Mm-hmm.
So you need three more.
Three more. With three strikes.
Let me go back to the list of the teams. three more. Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon Bell is number three.
Okay, so two more.
Mm-hmm.
Arian Foster.
No, he missed the game.
He fell out with the game.
Yeah.
Make the noise.
Rashad Jennings.
Ding, ding, ding. He's number five. Two strikes left to find one more player.
One more player. And that's the wild card one.
I already know who it is.
Mark Ingram.
Ingram, Jamie loves the guys who have played two games.
Make the noise, boy. Sorry. I'm not making the noise.
Boy. All right. Pressure's on, Eisenberg family.
Alfred Morris.
Show me Alf. And the Richard family can steal.
Giovanni Bernard.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. Sudden death to win it. Right now. You've got to come up with something right now. Sudden death between me and Jamie. One of us can win. We can't end in a tie.
All right. Top four answers are on the board. Give me pass attempts by a quarterback. Jamie.
Peyton Manning.
Dave.
Drew Brees.
Jamie.
Back to Jamie.
Nick Foles.
Jesus.
Nick Foles, yes, of he's course. Number three. Dave.
Stafford.
Pass or play?
I'll play.
All right, we need the top four answers. Quarterback pass attempts. Foles is third.
I was going to say Foles second.
Joe Flacco.
Ding, ding, nah. ding. He's number four.
Matt Ryan.
One strike.
Andrew Luck.
He's number one.
Ooh.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Number two. Who is it?
Jay Cutler.
He's number five. Two strikes.
Oh, just top three?
Top four.
Top four?
You've got Luck, Foles, Flacco. Who's number two?
Luck, Foles, and Flacco. Who's number two?
How come no one's counting down for
oh, yeah,
him
you
like you
five
did
seconds.
For me?
And two strikes. Three.
He has two strikes two, or one strike?
No, two strikes left.
Roethlisberger.
One more strike. You have 15 seconds.
Rivers?
Richard family?
I got it down to two names.
Who are they?
They might both be wrong.
You could say who
are they? Because I think the last guy's a stinker.
Who are they?
Tannehill or Derek Carr.
All right. Go ahead and guess.
They're both wrong?
I'm not saying.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not saying.
I'll say Derek Carr just to be crazy.
The correct answer is... Ryan Tannehill! And Jamie wins the feud. That's awesome. All right, let's grade some trades and finish the show. FantasyFootball@CBSI.com is our email address.
That's great.
From John, half-point PPR and a two-quarterback league. I've been offered Calvin Johnson, Jake Locker, and Monte Ball for Matthew Stafford and Andre Ellington. Giving up Stafford and Ellington, getting Locker, Calvin, and Monte Ball in a half-point PPR, two-quarterback league.
That's an A. Remember, I only work on a pass-fail system.
Okay. I mean, it's a huge drop-off at quarterback, but I guess it's worth it.
Yeah, but so what? Look at what you're getting in return.
All right, then. Christian from New Orleans. Dear Money, Bones, and Ducats. I don't know. These have gotten so hard, all things that are used to describe money. Give up Frank Gore and Jason Witten. Get Steve Smith Sr. and Stephon Taylor.
F.
Yeah. F.
You can't do that. People are way down on Frank Gore right now. Katishi, grade the trade, half-point PPR. Give Frank Gore and Martellus Bennett. Get Reggie Bush. I have Carlos Hyde and Zach Ertz.
F.
Give,
give
Gore and
Bennett
for
Bush.
Reggie Bush.
Give Bennett for Bush. That F. should be enough.
Who'd you rather have rest of season, Gore or Bush? Who'd you,
probably,
who'd you vote for, Gore or Bush?
I would probably vote for Bush to stay healthier.
I would take Gore.
Political humor, Dave.
Hashtag
NPR. Grant from Melrose, Massachusetts.
I probably voted for the wrong guy there, too.
Yeah, maybe. Grant from Melrose, Massachusetts. Dear Mark, Tom, and Travis. Rock and roll group. Look what he's doing with his legs. This is what I was talking about.
What am I
it's
doing?
Disturbing.
I'm just sitting here.
Your
you're the
legs
one looking.
Are so far apart.
I've got long legs.
That's Blink 182. 12-team PPR league. I traded Toby Gerhart for Bishop Sankey.
A.
B plus. Bobby from the rubber capital of the world, Ohio. Hello, Claire, Theo, and Heathcliff.
I know what that is.
Cosby's?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen one show.
What?
Maybe I have.
Get out.
I'm sorry. It's before my time. Grade the trade. 12-team standard scoring. I give McCoy. I get Gronk and Bradshaw. He still has Martin, Stacey, Gerhart, and Hyde. And he has Niles Paul at tight end. So he gives McCoy, gets Gronk and Bradshaw.
F.
D.
Yeah, it's a D+. Mike from UGA. 12-team PPR.
United
give up.
Golf Association. Wow.
Give up Marcus Wheaton. Get DeSean Jackson.
What? That's an A.
Yeah, it's great.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
When did that happen?
George from St.
That seems like collusion to me.
George from Santa Clarita, California. It might have happened when Deshaun was injured. I don't know. Grade the trade. Give up Calvin Johnson and Ahmad Bradshaw. Get Jeremy Maclin and Le'Veon Bell.
A.
So give up Calvin and Bradshaw for Le'Veon and Maclin.
I'm going to say C.
I think it's even?
It's yep. It's an even deal, but acceptable.
Le'Veon's been so good. I wonder if he's just better. Like, who would you draft first, Calvin or Le'Veon, if you were drafting today?
Calvin.
Probably Calvin. Is but Le'Veon? Be close.
But Bradshaw's been good, too. It's hard to overlook that. And Macklin's been good. So I think it's just fair all the way around.
Okay. Is Le'Veon Bell a first-round pick now?
Yes.
Isaac from California, 14-team standard scoring. I get Forte and Floyd. I give Calvin and Joik Bell. So giving up Calvin and Bell, getting Michael Floyd and Matt Forte.
It's probably an A on the pass-fail system.
He also has Jordy and Antonio Brown, so we like it. We are done for the day. Sorry we didn't get to emails, but we will. Oh, I want to read this one. Paul from the Berg. Both the Seahawks and the Bengals were dropped. I have the first waiver priority. Who should I pick up? Schedule seems to be tougher for the Seahawks.
Well, I think Cincinnati has Denver coming off their bye.
Yeah, their schedule gets tougher, too. I'd pick up the Seahawks.
Now we're done. I'll be reading some Starter City emails tomorrow when we look at the NFC home games, and we'll read some tweets regarding the Wednesday night game or the Thursday night game as well. Oh crap! I forgot to remind everyone
about.
We're gonna have a later podcast tomorrow.
Well, now you're reminding everyone.
Yeah, but it's 50 minutes in. And I should have done it earlier. I'm sorry.
Well, it's your fault.
Later podcast tomorrow because of the Jewish holiday. It's gonna be an afternoon show. Sorry. Bye.
But, all right.